The episode starts off with me staring out of a window, completely starkers.
I love being naked around the house as well, Tommy. I've even been to one of those topless beaches.
You pervert.
We identified John's body at the funeral place and, oh, I just couldn't take it.
Yes, as I recall, you knocked over a bedpan.
I was emotional, Tommy. I was just so sad.
I consoled Esme, and then she stole all of John's jewellery.
The bullet's been written. It says, Luca. That wouldn't be for me, would it? Because my name is Luca Sangretta of the Sangretta crime family. When the time comes, and it will come, I'll put this bullet onto his fucking head.
But Arthur, what about the chickens? Think of the chickens and me.
Until this business is settled, we stay together and we stay here. We need more men. I have sent a message to Amarama Gold.
Gold, always believe in your soul. You got the power to know you're indestructible.
No, Tom. I'll get you good boys. Lee boys. His men are fucking savages, Tom.
So this is the plan, Thomas. This is the plan. Bullets with a name on it.
We have to agree to end this war between us. Take a vote.
Peace. One love. One love.
I was never a part of this, but peace.
What's this, teddy bear's fucking picnic?
Peace. Peace.
Shut up, Finn. Nobody cares about you.
Arthur, let him have his say.
My son's not here to speak. So I'll speak on behalf of us both.
Truce. Five for peace, two for truce. Let's get on with the war.
We hired more men and handed out heavy artillery.
You mean weapons, don't you, Tommy? Guns.
That is correct.
I've got guns too. So many. Luca, can we discuss the elephant in the room? Your accent is the worst accent on the show, by far. You saying that I'm a Al Pacino wannabe? Or what are you saying? Because I don't understand what you're saying.
He is not convinced that you are Italian.
I take great offense at that.
Now it was time to say our final respects to John by burning his dead body in his caravan.
The wops will be sitting ducks if they come. It's wide out in the open.
What's this, teddy bear's fucking picnic? They'll come.
Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Arthur, not now. This is how John wanted to go.
The truth is, we died together once before. Arthur, me, Danny Whizbang, Freddie Vaughn, Jeremiah, and John.
We had no bullets left and were waiting for the Prussian cavalry to finish us off.
Then Jeremiah suggested we sing In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter.
If it was up to me, I think I would have sung Whitney Houston. Yeah, it must have been love, but it's over now.
But we were spared. The enemy never came.
Ciabella, ciabella.
Yeah, you need subtitles for this next bit.
It was the Lees. There was no need to return fire. They took care of the Italians for us.
Is that a rama 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 gold?
Oh, fuck. Now it's begun.
The only way you'll leave this place is on a cloud of smoke like John.
Fuck off, Linda.
Tommy, that's not very nice. I know you're the head of the family, but she's my wife.
We don't know why.
I keep his belly full and his cock empty.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay then.
I just took a look round. I like this place. Fire for melting silver. Canal for getting it away. How much?
Nothing you see here is for sale, Mr. Gold.
Everything is for sale. Everything. Tell Mr. Strong I'm going to buy his yard. I've just made it part of our deal.
Okay. We're going to spin for it. If it's heads, you can take this yard and everything you see. If it's tails, I fuck your daughter, Mr. Gold. Toss the coin, Mr. Gold. No, don't believe this is a joke. The coin toss is sacred.
Tommy Shelby, OBE, no wager today. But with this penny, I will buy a flower to put on your grave.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all men.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Right, you stick the still rod up the geese's ass.
A toast to my brother John. Raise your glasses up. I mean, your beer mugs.
Did you get potatoes?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are you a sporting man? Are you a gambling man? Because my son is one hell of a boxer.
I bet he's not as good as me, Tommy. The Eye of the Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger.
Ronnie, take off your shirt. What I want from you, Mr. Shelby, is to help my son become a professional boxer.
Good God, I visited the yard, and I found out that the Peaky Blinders had problems with the Mafia.
Yes, they want to kill us all, but we got guns and grenades and Polly's back, so we'll be okay.
Monsieur Paz from Paris.
Do I look fucking French to you? I heard you had trouble. It's good of you to see me. I came from Paris. Doesn't mean I'm French. Guess where I'm from.
Are you from the Dominican Republic?
Nah, look at my suit. It's Fornacci, Italian.
I'll phone up Domino's.
I heard you dress well, Mr. Shelby. But as I see, not so well as me.
I'm sorry, Tommy. I shouldn't have worn my pajamas.
Domino's, how can I help you?
Can you do me an Italian pizza?
But sir, pizzas are Italian already.
Sorry?
Pizzas are Italian already.
Pizzas are Italian?
Get me extra anchovies. I am surprised how easy it was to get in a room with you. We are an organization of a different dimension.
Tommy, do you want a roast dinner pizza?
I want you to be alive. After your whole entire family is dead, none of you will survive.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track. Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.